This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. I'm David Michael, your host. Joining me, he's very excited about the visit of Manchester United to Villa Park. Mr. Chris Budd, welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
3 points big one in the bag. Three points, surely.
Anchor, hopefully. I fucking hate Man U.
I'm willing to set up this podcast episode as a United fan said to me the other day. There's lots of cliches in football. The six-pointer cliche is very much apparent. But he actually said this is a six-pointer.
For both
teams. And I think it is. I think it's... let's throw another cliche in there. I think it's a sliding doors game.
I agree.
Currently, Villa 8 points above United. United have had a couple of wins. They've got a little bit of momentum. What you don't want them to do is win another game against a team that are above them or were above them. They dispatched West Ham 3-0 to jump into sixth place. If they beat Villa, they're only 5 points behind us with plenty of games to go, and we are waning. We'd be on the ropes if United beat us at Villa Park, I would say.
Well, it'd be three defeats on the bounce, wouldn't it, at home as well, which that would be the gloss taken off the amazing home run we've had.
And it could be lead balloon time. There's always a team that drops like a lead balloon. We were hoping it would be Spurs, but
it was earlier in the season, wasn't it?
They've managed to get second wind, and they're sniffing around us. So this is a key game. I mean, you can't get beat by Newcastle at home and then expect there to be no consequences. But it's more the manner we lost that game. The manner we lost against Chelsea in the cup in midweek. You know, as we said on that reaction show, walking around the ground, all you could smell was the stench of weed. And Villa can't be playing like... as if they're stoned all the time, which, okay, you know, you beat Sheffield United 5-0, but Sheffield United, newsflash, they're
awful.
They are bottom of the table with 10 points. I mean, when Villa were in the pomp, we were picking up 9 points in a week at a certain stage. Take it with a pinch of salt, that 5-0, because the bigger picture is, it's just teams have got us. They're working harder, which is not a good look. And we will have to battle our socks off to get something against United. And when I say something, I'm referring to 3 points.
Mm. Well, Emery's, one of his buzzwords is mentality, isn't it? And it's going to really show. It'll really show in that Man United game. Generally, to be fair to them, when we've had a crap result, they've always responded well. But as you said, Sheffield United, you have to caveat by saying, A, they were dreadful. B, we took our foot off the gas after 47, 48 minutes, and we kind of never put it back on against Chelsea because it was the same team.
Before we go on, we are pleased to announce that this episode of the My Old Man Said podcast is sponsored by Green King Sport, where football is more than a game. Green King Sport venues are showing every single televised Villa fixture over the 23-24 season, and with more than 900 sports pubs across the UK, it doesn't matter where you're based, you can catch every single minute of the action. If you download the Green King Sports app, you won't just get 10% off all drinks anytime there's a match on TV, but this month there's also 1,000 pints of free Guinness to be won and a chance to win one of six holidays. So check it out. As we discussed in the post-Chelsea game episode, you start with what is your, let's say, strongest team at that point in time. And despite being 3-0 down, you still leave them on until like the 70th minute. And you've said pre-match, you basically spelt out where the FA Cup sits in priorities. And yet you're not making wholesale changes, never mind half-time, but you know, after they got the third. Or let's say give it another 10 minutes to see if there's a reaction, to see if we can get back into this game. Anybody who was there knew that wasn't going to happen. So surely there was merit to take Watkins off or take McGinn off earlier or give players like Ramsey, Zaniola minutes.
Get them up to speed.
So
you may well need them on Sunday against United.
Didn't quite make sense to me, that.
No.
So here we are. In terms of team news, Torres was on the bench. I mean, I was sitting behind the bench. There was a stage where he was warming up. Potentially, he was coming on. I can't remember if he took his bib off at one stage. Yeah, I think Longley went down injured.
Right.
And he took his bib off within 20 seconds. It was back on again because he got up okay. So he's ready to play, I think. Well, he just needs minutes. But, I thought... Do you think that would have been an opportunity? Maybe he's not 100% and he was just
He's not quite ready. He's there to make the numbers. If we really need to bring him on,
break
in the worst
glass case of emergency.
But I don't think, you know, maybe they'll play him. I would have liked to have seen Luca Digne involved. We could do with him back. It's mad. Sort of, you know, maybe this time last year when Moreno was up and running, you thought Digne's going to be, you know, have his days numbered here. And actually, you look at the way Digne started the season, he's become a big player for us. And actually, you'd really like him back for this game.
And Moreno was getting bullied by Gusto. He was almost scared of him and he didn't fancy it one-on-one. And that's, you know, something we picked up. I think it was the post-Newcastle game, was Moreno's really isolated there. He's been asked to actually take on two or three players at times on his own. And there's no real constructive build-up down the flank.
No.
And both Cash and Moreno were getting skinned against Chelsea.
No, and you definitely can't afford to have any passengers in this one. It seems to be a Man United team. We've sort of, I wouldn't say fully turned the corner, but they've certainly had a bit of an upturn in their fortunes recently. And they're scoring goals. They are scoring goals. They can't defend still, I might add. It could be an absolute goal fest because neither team can successfully keep a clean sheet.
But the thing is, you've got to stop them getting momentum. And to beat West Ham and Villa on the trot, would be a shot of adrenaline to the United season. And that is, you've got to extinguish that if you can. We're doing this before the Emery press conference.
Wait to the injuries. No, obviously no Konsa. Konsa will be out after the Sheffield United injury. And that's a big loss because he's obviously been one of the first names on the team sheet.
Torres is back. It's hopefully good timing. Whether he starts, we shall see. But at least he's in and around the matchday squad. You can't be losing too many centre-backs and expect to not pay the piper. But Zaniola's back. I thought he had a longer-term injury, but all's good on that front, at least. Not that, he's still, we're waiting for him to come to the party.
Yeah, hopefully he does at some point. And of course, you have Morgan Rodgers back. He may make his home debut at some point. I wouldn't expect him to start that one, but...
Right. In terms of the form guide, last six games, Villa sliding down a little bit in 11th place. 1-2, drawn 2, lost 2 in the last six. Manchester United, just slightly above them, winning 3 of their 6 games. Drawn 1, lost 2. So both teams a bit 50-50-ish at the moment. In terms of last 6 aways for United, they've only won 2 of the last 6 games. Been involved in the FA Cup most of the time away from home, but the Wolves game was...
That was a firefight, wasn't it?
A good result, but...
Very lucky.
Forest beat them.
They did.
At the turn of the year.
I think their back line is just there to be got at. I think if Villa can be positive and get on the front foot, I think we've got more than enough firepower to really take the game to them in this one.
Yeah, I think it will play out as the last couple of games have. Well, the last couple of Old Trafford games where we'll be on the front foot, but they have pace to catch us out, the high line. Do you think Emery will temper the high line like... he did against Chelsea over a couple of games because United have exposed it because of the Rashford threat.
They have. Garnacho's lightning quick, isn't he?
Garnacho as well.
Maybe. That'll be certainly one of the interesting narratives in this one, is do Villa just change how they've played ever so slightly and be maybe a bit more pragmatic but play in a different way? And does he change the side? You know, you've kept the same side from Sheffield United, but they're putting an absolute stinker against Chelsea. Do you make a switch? I don't know.
Well, what's he going to change? There's not really much. I think apart from Torres coming in.
Yeah, I think maybe the potential of bringing Torres in allows you to play through phases in midfield, which we've failed to do against Newcastle, failed to do against Chelsea. That's probably the only obvious one. I think otherwise the back line pretty much picks itself. The midfield picks itself. The only real decision really is Diaby or Bailey.
Well, I'm going Bailey against United.
And maybe if he's fit, do you maybe go with someone like a Ramsey as a ball carrier, who's actually generally tended to play reasonably well against United in recent years?
Yeah, well, that's why I'd have liked to have seen Ramsey play a bit longer against Chelsea, really, just to get him up for this game.
Yeah, he had little moments. I mean, as soon as he came on, he picked the ball up and he carried it, and that's what he needs to do. That's what he's very good at, and that helps sort of Moreno as well. They've tended to be quite a good foil for each other, certainly towards the back end of last season. But you're going to have to change something. You can't have the run of results. You take the Sheffield United game in isolation and you look at your body of work over the last five or six games, and you have to do some tinkering here, I think. Otherwise, if you become really predictable, United have, even though they're not the force they were and they've had a pretty shaky season and they're very inconsistent, they've still got good enough individuals that they will punish mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at their games the other side of the new year, away from home. They got beat by West Ham, who they beat recently 3-0 at Old Trafford. They got beat 2-0 at the London Stadium. And then a week before that, they played Liverpool away and got the draw 0-0.
Which at the time was a good result for them.
Yeah, and it shows you that if they're focused, they can turn a game into a battle of attrition as well, rather than like the firefight they had at Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the firefight against Wolves may replicate if Villa come to the party up top. But, at the back, they're a bit sloppy, as they have been in recent games, because we have shipped goals in games. I mean,
so
we haven't been beaten 1-0 in close battles. Newcastle stuck three past us. Chelsea did.
Man U did earlier, of course, on Boxing Day.
So it's all is not well in Villa's back line at the moment. And that's with Martinez making some good saves in those games.
I mean, it could be a big one for the goalkeepers. I mean, obviously, Martinez is probably a better goalie than Onana, who's had a difficult start to his United career. But you're probably going to need your goalie to have a good game in this one, because both teams are going to have a crack. I also wonder, both sides have probably lost their big sort of centre-back player. I mean, Martinez for Man United's out, who's a really good ball-playing centre-half. Konsa helps us in our build-up play as well.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Villa's home record used to be
taking
the best.
Taking a bit of a blip,
we've
hasn't it?
We've slipped to third now. Arsenal have jumped above us. They've played a game extra. They've got an extra draw, so they're 1 point above us. So if you want to be talking about Fortress Villa Park, we might have to take care of business here against United.
Mm-hmm.
We are on our knees praying for a repeat of that performance against Manchester City, to be honest with you.
And indeed, the Man United game at Villa Park last season, which was still one of my favourite games in recent years.
Yeah. Meanwhile, United are eighth in terms of their overall away form. 1-5, drawn 1, lost 5. Villa actually now fifth in the away record of the season so far. So,
which isn't horrendous.
No, that's where you want to be. If we can beat United, then you're kind of on course for top 4, top 5. If you've got like top 5 away record and the best home record, or let's say top 2 home records, that if you keep that, you're there. So simple, really. Right, in terms of the threats, well, injury-wise, I think we've got a bit of luck there, as you mentioned it. In terms of Martinez's injury, he was somebody who, a bit like Torres, in terms of being able to play out the back, but also that kind of diagonal ball over the top to unleash their front three. He has been a big miss for United, I think. So he came back and then hobbled off against West Ham, and he's not expected back until the end of March. So a major blow there, and it looks like Maguire might have to come in.
Yeah.
Which United fans aren't totally happy about.
Yeah, Varane's been back in the side. I think he played in the Wolves win with Martinez. He switched it up against West Ham. It was Maguire. So
so that's the good news in terms of the injury front on the United side.
Casemiro back in the middle for them is a big thing. I think he's the guy who can break up play, and I think that's the... I remember the game last year where they had sort of Christian Eriksen in the middle, and he was powder puff against us. I think it was McTominay next to him? I can't remember who played next to him. It wasn't a particularly lively midfield, should we say, as a thing. Actually, Casemiro, and he got, you know, that three in front of, you know, Fernandez, Rashford.
I think that's why they've essentially won the last two games, because Casemiro back is so...
He's so much more solid.
Especially in the West Ham game, he had a decent game. He was one of their better players. If you got him and Martinez, then that's two of the spine there. So Martinez being out is a big plus for Villa, essentially. Further forward, you know, Mason Mount, Martial, they've been out for a few months.
Yeah.
So that's no big deal. So they're reasonably healthy across their main matchday squad.
Yeah.
But threats for you, are you considering Højlund? He's starting to score now, isn't he?
Yeah, thanks to us. Well done, Villa.
Yeah, you're welcome, yeah.
For me, it's Garnacho. That's he's lightning quick. You know, he destroyed us in the game at Old Trafford. He destroyed us, if you remember, in the Cup game when he came off the bench in the League Cup last year as well. He's just very direct, very quick, and I think that's something that people like Cash, Moreno could have a difficult outing against.
Yeah, well, him and Rashford on either side, that is the threat. I mean, you know, with a capital T, that's what all they've got. Fernandez is potentially the orchestrator there.
Yep.
But they have got those two, you know, the Højlund, if they had a proper number nine, he's making his way. But if they had a top-notch number nine, then you've got a strong United team.
You've certainly got the makings of it, yeah. They're still very inconsistent. But if you had a 20 goals a season plus striker, you're right, they'd be a different beast.
Because Rashford, Garnacho, Fernandez, nothing wrong with that. You put a top striker up there. Casemiro behind them.
Yep.
So, yeah, he might score an odd one, and we may have helped his fledgling career, but you'd rather him play rather than what they should really have at the level that they're going to be operating, Manchester United.
Yes.
But essentially, Rashford, Garnacho, if you can stop them, how do you stop them? This is where the Konsa absence doesn't really work for us, because you would have thought they'd have played Konsa with Bailey up in front of him.
Probably, yeah. I think if everyone's fit, you'd play Torres and Carlos, wouldn't you, in the centre?
Yeah.
And then obviously Konsa would have gone out to right back for this one. Maybe you just have to pin them back. I think maybe this is the kind of game where attack's the best form of defence.
Do you say to Cash, if Cash plays, stop at the halfway line?
No, I think you have to pick your moment. You can't just completely... Because I think you very easily end up with Bailey getting isolated. I mean, luckily he can take people on, but Cash is going to have to pick the right moment to go. You've got to be very, very disciplined.
That's definitely a key area in this game.
Yeah, agreed.
Likewise, Moreno potentially will have Garnacho at him.
Yep.
Because he normally plays on the left side.
He has done, yeah, but I'd imagine that front three will be completely interchangeable off the main striker, a little bit like the way we've been playing.
Yeah, so it is at this point that I wish Konsa didn't get injured and Luka Dean was in the squad.
Yeah.
You've kind of identified what our problem is, but Moreno was part of a matchday squad which was, first 11 that was irresistible at the end of last season.
Yep.
Now, he teamed up really well with Buendia. Obviously, Buendia's not here, but also had joy with Ramsey. I don't think Ramsey's match fit at the moment, and that's why we were saying could have done with an extra few minutes against Chelsea. So you can see where the weaknesses are, and it's out wide. But then again, Villa's box midfield didn't really get a grip of the Newcastle game or the Chelsea game.
No, they didn't. It makes me wonder, depending on if Man U play a high line or not, maybe we might try and go in behind as well, almost play them the way they've been playing us. Bit of a chess match, this one. The question I was going to ask you, actually, was the last couple of home games have been, you know, pretty lacklustre performances and very bad atmospheres. Do you think this is the kind of game where, similar to sort of Arsenal and when we played Man United last season, if you win the toss, would you go to the Holt End first half in this one again and really try and get the crowd involved as early as possible? Because I think the fans really play a part in a game like this one. And I think, you know, the atmosphere has been bad, hasn't it, noticeably?
But historically, in terms of what wakes up Villa Park, number one is Blues, number two is Manchester United.
Yep, and if there's something riding on it, and it's Man U and there's something riding on this one, so there's no excuse for it not to be a good one this time.
Because normally the crowd will get, whatever Villa are doing, well, the crowd will be there at the start against Manchester United. And we've seen so many games where Villa actually respond and they go ahead. It's just the second half where it kind of peters out and we get whacked. And they've come back from behind so many times. But normally they go in, the crowd and the teams go in with good intentions and normally start off well. So it might be worth shooting to the halt in the first half just see if we can knock them out, basically, to
get some momentum, because I think we've still got one of the best, if not the best record from winning positions in the league.
Yeah.
So it's like first goal is key in this one. Especially, we saw against Newcastle and Chelsea, when the opposition has scored the first one, the second has come pretty quick after.
Yeah, I mean, we did turn the Brentford game around, but these are very few and far between moments. And you're going off of the back of a dreadful performance at home. So you're looking at a crowd that will get apathetic quicker than potentially it would if we'd have beaten Newcastle and taken care of Chelsea as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's stop those two wide guys and not give them traction. And I don't think if we're playing that super high line, I don't think we will, because it becomes real Russian roulette against United, as we've seen in previous recent encounters. Right, pull panel's result. What are you going for?
Following the trend of Villa reactions, I'm actually going to go for a home win.
Oh.
I do think we'll react. There's no way those players will want to have that Chelsea game on their backs for too long. So I think we'll react, and I think we'll get the win. And also, Manu is so fucking inconsistent.
I'm going United win. I prefer to be wrong than right in these things.
Yeah, well, clearly. Yeah, I can imagine the neutral would probably say it's too close to call this one.
Well, I don't know. I'm not basing it on the Chelsea game. I'm basing it on
the previous five.
The previous five or six games.
They're the ones with forward momentum. I would definitely agree with that.
From the half time against Arsenal onwards. I mean, Arsenal, we were hanging on there, but that's because that was more a reaction to how we'd given our all against Manchester City, to be fair.
Yeah.
But since then, I don't know what it is. Does a certain complacency set in, because suddenly you think, well, we've beaten Arsenal and Manchester City. So when you're starting to play teams that in the back of your head, there's an expectation of winning rather than putting the work in, because we've seen players not wanting it as much as the opposition. Yeah. Is that because there's an expectancy that they're better and
I think there's a number of factors. We've talked before about, we're all of a sudden we're the hunted rather than the hunter. And I think that's a tag that we're not used to at Villa. Especially in the last, decade. I also think teams have looked, they saw that Arsenal game, City game, and a body of work that they've gone, right, we need to get on top of this. We need to work out how to stop Villa. And Villa haven't quite found out, I'm not going to say plan B, but they haven't got that sort of turn on a sixpence, we can play a different way. When Liverpool won the league a couple of years ago, they could beat you in three, four, five different ways.
Yeah.
We don't have that yet. It's kind of like if the Villa plan works, it works really well and you fancy them. But if it doesn't work, you don't go, oh, it's all right, Villa will turn to this way of playing.
Well, what we haven't got is potentially that, well, they're going to expect us to do this, so we're going to do this.
Yeah. We don't have the variety yet. We've got set patterns of play. Yeah, like for example, if Martinez has the ball from a goal kick, generally everyone knows how it's going to go. And if we know, the opposition know.
Yeah.
So I do wonder if could there be a not a wild card, but could there be a little tweak to the system or a little bit of variety? I don't know.
We shall see.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.